ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible says, Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. What do you stand to be as we sing the song together?
Bethlehem that night. They find no place to born the child, not a single room was inside. Hark now, hear the angels sing, the new King born today. And man will live forever because of Christmas Day. Trumpets sound, the angels sing, listen to
It's so nice to see you here this Saturday evening at the New Malden Lighthouse Church. My name is Sam Jayakrishna. I'm the pastor of the church, and indeed, it gives me great joy to welcome you all here tonight, and I know you're going to have a great time. So I want you to relax, enjoy this evening, enjoy singing all the carols and all the festivities that come after. Remember, there's a fantastic buffet that's out there in the hall for you, so don't run away. We'd love to see you and get to know you even a bit more better. Is that okay?
Yes.
Can we relax? Can we have fun tonight?
Yeah.
Let's have fun tonight. Thank you. We're going to read Matthew's Gospel, chapter 1, and verses 18 to 23. You may be seated. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 1, 18 to 23.
This is how Jesus, the Messiah, was born. His mother Mary was engaged to be married to Joseph. But before the marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Joseph was a good man, and he did not want to embarrass Mary in front of everyone. So he decided to quietly call the wedding off. But as Joseph was thinking about this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. The angel said, "Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary home as your wife. The baby inside her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this happened to make clear the full meaning of what the Lord said through the prophet. "Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son. They will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us."
Let's all stand together and let's sing that beautiful carol. "Oh, come, all ye faithful, come let us adore him." Adore him, Christ the Lord. This season is about Jesus Christ, our Lord. And it is good to be together to sing about the precious name of Jesus. Our second reading is taken from Luke's Gospel chapter 2 from verses 8 to 14.
That night, some shepherds were out in the fields near Bethlehem watching their sheep. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and God's glory blazed around them. They were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I've good news for you, which will make everyone happy. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. Here is how you will know I'm telling you the truth. You will find a baby wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a manger." Then a huge army of angels from heaven joined the first angel, and they were all praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth let there be peace to the people who please him." Seated as we sing the first Noel, the angel did say.
Noel, 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 born is the when God, as man, descended unto us to erase the stain of sin and put an end to wrath. The entire world thrills with hope on this night that gives it a savior. My people, kneel down and await your deliverance. For Christ has come, the Redeemer is here. May the ardent light of our faith guide us all to the cradle of the infant. As in ancient times a brilliant star guided kings from the east, the King of Kings was born in a humble manger. He has broken every bond. The earth is free and heaven is open. He sees a brother where there was only a slave. His love unites those that iron had chained. Who will tell him of our gratitude? For all of us, he is born. For all of us, he suffers and dies. And for all of us, he lives again. My people, stand up. Sing of your deliverance. Shout for joy and sing praise to the Redeemer. This holy night, this night divine, come and praise his name forever. His power and glory evermore proclaim.
Sweet dreams.
when Christ was born.
Danny the donkey loved his stable. It was so warm, comfortable, and dry. It was so good to come home after a long day working with his master, the innkeeper. Danny's job was to bring the food from the market to feed the people who came to stay in the inn. It had been a busy day. For there were lots of people coming to stay lately, some of them on donkeys. So Danny had made a few new friends as they ate their hay in the stable in the evening. There were even a few camels. But they were very unfriendly, snored loudly, and made rude noises too. Danny wasn't keen on camels. But donkeys. Danny lay down in his stall and dozed comfortably, munching his nice, tasty hay. Suddenly, late at night, long after he had gone to sleep, he was woken by a commotion as his master came into the stable. "Come on, Danny, old friend," he said. "I'm sorry, but you'll have to come out though. I need your stall." Danny felt like grumbling, donkey style, but then he saw the man and his wife who was sitting on another donkey. She looked exhausted, poor thing. Not only that, she looked like her baby would be here very soon. Danny didn't hesitate and trotted out obediently. The stranger patted him thankfully as he went past, and the man helped his wife off the other donkey. Gratefully, she lay on the hay where Danny had been sleeping. His master told Sammy, the stable boy, to find another spot for Danny and the other donkey to lie down, and to spread some fresh hay for the new donkey and a bucket of nice cool water too. The man and his wife also settled down quickly, and very soon it was quiet in the stable, apart from the camel, who snored loudly. Much later, Danny was woken by a strange noise. It sounded like a baby crying. He opened one eye and looked around to where the noise was coming from. My goodness, it was a baby, and in his stall. The lady was holding the baby boy and smiling happily. He had obviously only just been born. The man gently took the baby and wrapped him up in warm and snug and placed him tenderly in Danny's hay manger. Danny kept an eye on things. But it wasn't long before every living thing in the stable was fast asleep. Even the camel stopped snoring. Danny was dreaming of sheep. It was so real he could hear them bleating. But then he was aware of voices too. His ears twitched. So he shook his head to make the dream go away. But that was when he realized it wasn't a dream. There really were some sheep there, and their shepherds too. A small crowd of shepherds had come into the stable and were over by the man and his wife. They said, "We've come to see the baby king the angel told us about." The man reached down into the manger and picked up the sleeping baby and gave him to his wife. The shepherds all knelt down in the straw and bowed down to the baby. The smallest shepherd boy took the lovely, colourful blanket wrapped around him and put it softly over the baby to keep him warm. The baby and the boy gazed at each other for a long time and smiled as he grasped the boy's finger in his tiny hand. After a while, the shepherds left, chattering excitedly, and the boy looked back just one last time as if trying to remember the scene. Danny dozed off again, but not for long. The camel was snoring again. That's why Danny was still awake when some more people came into the stable. "Who can it be now?" Danny thought. "Whoa, look at them! Whoa!" Three men in richly decorated robes had walked in slowly. They looked foreign from the east. Each one had a box. They came to the couple, bowed down, and placed the gifts in front of the baby. They bowed down again, and then quietly left. And all the time, that pesky camel snored. The next thing Danny knew was his master tickling his ears and saying, "Come on, Danny, time to get up. You can't sleep all day as well as all night. We've work to do." There was no point in giving him a few Eeyores. He wouldn't understand anyway. After all, he was just a human. "Slept all night? You've got to be kidding. It's been busier than the Temple Gate Market in Jerusalem in this stable last night. You just asked Sammy, the stable boy. He was up and down all night too." And as they made their way to market, Danny thought to himself, "Just wait till I tell the other donkeys at market what happened in my stable last night." And that's just what he did. Everybody wondered why the donkeys were so excited and noisily braying. But soon, all the donkeys in all Israel knew about the baby king born in a stable in Bethlehem. And now, you too. The baby was Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us.
What a beautiful story. Let's all stand and sing the beautiful carol, "Silent Night, Holy Night. All is calm and all is bright."
Rise, 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 rise
Beautiful carol. Everybody loves Silent Night. Don't we all love Silent Night? It's one of those carols that you cannot help but sing every Christmas. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
We never miss Silent Night because it's such a beautiful carol. Our third reading is taken from Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, and from verses 15 to 20.
The angels left and went back to heaven. Then the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see for ourselves what the Lord has told us about." So they went running and found Mary and Joseph. And there was the baby lying in the manger. When the shepherds saw Jesus, they told his parents what the angel had said about him. Everyone who heard the shepherd's story was amazed. Mary continued to think about these things over and over, trying to understand them like a secret treasure in her heart. The shepherds went back to their sheep, glorifying and praising God for everything they'd seen and heard. It was just as the angel had told them.
Hosanna in excelsis. Isn't that a beautiful carol? We're going to have a cabaret spot now, and it gives me great pleasure to welcome and invite a fantastic singer, and her name is Fenella. And as you can see, you know, she's all ready for the part. Can we put our hands together one more time for Fenella?
You want to dance?
Thank you.
of a white Christmas. With every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
Thank you so much, Fenella. Wasn't that awesome? Let's give it up one more time. Thank you so much.
It began with darkness. Pitch black. Formless and empty. Into this darkness, God created light. Created entire galaxies. Countless wonders beyond imagination. And to behold his glory, he breathed life into his children. He loved them with a passion burning brighter than the sun. And for a time, he made his dwelling with them in a beautiful, perfect world. But then, this love was torn apart, fractured by a crushing abyss so wide that it could never be crossed. An immense chasm created by our sin, our disobedience. And so, the darkness returned, and with it came death, wars, plagues, and exile. But our Father refused to leave his children in the darkness. So once again, he sent his light to dwell on earth, to become Emmanuel, God with us. Teach us, to heal us, and save us from the terrible wages of sin. But where he preached peace, he was met with hostility. Where he preached love, hatred burned against him. Where he preached forgiveness, his enemies cried out for execution. He was arrested, tortured, and sentenced to death as a criminal. With nails in his hands, Jesus bore the unfathomable weight of our sin and cleansed us from all unrighteousness. They assigned him a grave with the wicked and sealed his tomb with a stone. Darkness reigned over the land once more as hope seemed to vanish. But on the third day, his light pierced the shadows. His power shook the earth. The Son of God rose, declaring victory over death and throwing wide the gates of heaven. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. His love still calls to us. His grace still covers us. This is the gospel. This is the good news of Christ.
Wow. What an amazing love that Jesus showed on the cross of Calvary for us. Into the darkness came Jesus. The Bible tells us that he had equal status with God. He set aside all his privileges and he took on the form of man. He became a slave just for you and for me. He became human. Jesus lived a selfless and obedient life right until death. And he died the worst kind of death, and that was a crucifixion. That was the worst kind of death. Humiliation was enormous when someone hung on a cross. Jesus came for one purpose only. That's to save us. From what? From Satan's power, from his hold in our lives. He was born not in a palace. He was born in a stable. As we heard the story, there were donkeys, there were sheep. It wasn't a beautiful place that Jesus was born. He was born in a place that nobody else would want to be born. He walked and lived as a man, not as a king. He died a cruel and humiliating death on a cross to take away our punishment, to take away our shame, and to take away our sickness and disease. But that didn't stop Jesus. He rose again from the dead. You can go to his tomb. There's nobody there. It's an empty tomb in Israel because he rose again. The question is this: how can we reject such love? How can we reject such a Savior who gave everything for us? And this evening, Jesus invites you to be part of his kingdom, to be part of the family of God. In John's Gospel 3 and verses 16 to 17, it reads like this from the Message. This is how much God loved the world. He gave his Son, his one and only Son. And this is why, so that no one need be destroyed by believing in him. Anyone, say anyone. Anyone can have a whole and lasting life. God didn't go to all the trouble of sending his Son merely to point an accusing finger. No, he didn't. He didn't come to tell the world how bad it was, but he came to help, to put the world right again. And this evening, my encouragement and my invitation is that if you do not know this Jesus, this person who loves us so much, that even after 2,000 years, we still get excited when we think about who Jesus really is. He's the only person who can make a difference in our lives. And my invitation is for you to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And you might ask, how do I do that? It's very simple. Because it says that everyone and anyone can have a whole and lasting life. Who wants a whole and lasting life? Who wants to be made whole this evening? You can be made whole in Jesus Christ. All you have to do is ask Jesus, simply as if you were talking to somebody else or your neighbor. You can talk to Jesus and say, Jesus, I just want to believe in you. I just want to love you because you love me first. And all you do is invite Jesus into your life. Say, come, Lord Jesus. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Now, if you want the prayer tonight and if you want to make that decision, you can always come and talk to myself or one of the team on stage tonight. And we'll be very happy to speak with you and introduce you to this wonderful person called Jesus. And the final carol that we're going to sing is Joy to the World. The Lord is come. Let's all stand and let's sing this carol together. Father, we thank you tonight that we can come to celebrate the reason for this season, and that is you, Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you that you gave up everything to come and be born just as a mortal, just that we might be reconciled back to the Father, that we might have that relationship with God the Father, that sin and sickness and disease and things of the enemy would not have a hold on us anymore. You came to set us free. And we thank you that tonight that we can walk in your freedom. We don't have to be bound anymore, but we have the freedom in Jesus Christ. And so we thank you that you gave up everything just for us. And oh Lord, as we celebrate this season, that everyone here will be blessed as they contemplate, as they ponder upon the amazing events that took place 2,000 years ago. And as we remind ourselves again and again, God, I pray the reality of your love will be in our hearts, that we will share your love with those around us because of love that you came, because of love, God, you gave. And as we give each other presents, I thank you, O God, that it is that gift that you've given to us that we can give to one another. And so I thank you tonight, and I bless your name in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. And amen.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I just want to say thank you so much for coming and gracing this occasion tonight. I just want to say a thank you, big thank you to the whole team that helped us put this together. You know, things like this don't happen overnight. It takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of planning. I just want to thank the team here for an excellent job tonight. Let's put our hands together. They said behind every successful man is a woman. And I want to thank my wife for just being there for me and for the hospitality and putting things together. She's an amazing woman of God. I want to thank her tonight for all that she's put together and for the team that came in early and that set up all that you will see tonight. When you go to the hall in the back, you will see what an amazing spread of food. And there was a whole team of people, and you know who you are. You came tonight and you came early this evening and you gave up your time for us to have an amazing hospitality this evening. So I want to say thank you so much to that team as well, and to the sound team and to Jojo on the computer, on the words. Thank you so much. To those who narrated tonight, Sue and Bob, thank you so much for the narrations tonight. And for Fenella, thank you for coming and singing to us today. And thank you all so much. May God bless you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you and give you his peace. God bless you. God go with you. Our ushers will take you to the hall at the back. Let's see you at the back. Good night. See you tomorrow. If you're free, do come and see us. 10:30 tomorrow morning.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells.